from the studios of 96.3 FM, Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, it's time for the Weekly Freak Show. My name's the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this special look back at the protests surrounding the National Association of Broadcasters 2000 Radio Show Convention. In this special edition of the Weekly Freak Show, we'll hear firsthand from the people in the streets about why they were there to oppose the NAB. Please stay tuned. From September 20th through the 23rd of the year 2000, the National Association of Broadcasters held their radio convention at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. The NAB is a 77-year-old trade association of local television and radio stations and the major networks, which claims to represent 85% of network-owned and affiliated commercial TV and radio stations. They are one of the most effective lobbying organizations on Capitol Hill, spending nearly $2 million on campaign contributions to federal candidates in just 2 years. A coalition of free speech advocates descended upon the city to draw attention to the NAB in what they see as an ever smaller group of corporations controlling over 80% of media outlets in this country. I traveled to San Francisco with Freak Radio reporter Old Lady Scar Arms to bring you the story from outside the NAB convention. We arrived there on the morning of Thursday, September 21st. As retired General Colin Powell was giving the keynote speech to the NAB, a press conference was held by the billionaires for more media mergers.
Thank you very much for coming out once again. Thank you very much for coming out. So I'd like to just give a little round of applause to my good friend, Miss Lolly Mays, the extortionist officer.
Thank you. I did want to say I'm here to introduce another one of our platforms is here at the National Association of Radio Monsters, which is all commercial all the time. But first of all, I want to talk about that little brouhaha we had this year with micro radio. Well, now, wasn't that just ridiculous? Educators, church leaders, and grassroots folks.
God damn it.
They want micro radio to cover the local issues in their community. Oh, now, this is ridiculous. What is wrong with these people?
I should be on every goddamn radio station. Forget these guys.
You don't make money that way. That is just Carly Pinko. But luckily for those of us in the industry, Kevin Cross of NPR, National Public Radio, has given us a big hand with this.
Yeah, thank you, NPR.
They supported us, Brave Monsters. With the Radio Broadcasting Destruction Act.
Later on Thursday evening, we attended a forum on the NAB and labor, featuring San Francisco Examiner columnist Dick Meister, Janine Jackson of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and media critic Norman Solomon. Here is Janine Jackson speaking at the forum.
Corporations are never going to want to sponsor shows about poor people, about working class people, about unions, or really about anything that really substantively undermine their worldview. And so the point is that these problems are structural. It's not that reporters are evil. It's not that reporters are stupid, although heaven knows some are. It's not that they're bad. And it's not, and this is I really want to emphasize, it's not that labor isn't savvy enough, you know. It's not that unions aren't clever enough about how to get their issues covered. although many people, I feel, still believe that, that if we could just do it right, if we could just tell the story in a snappy enough way, maybe they'd give us better coverage. The problems are structural. It has to do with who owns the outlets and how those outlets are fueled, how they're funded. The problems are structural, but the structure is not inevitable. And that's what this week is about. It has not always been this way in this country, and it does not need to always be this way. What we have to do and what we're trying to do this week is to refocus the whole discussion around media, refocus that whole debate so that the public interest is at the center of it and not an afterthought, not a byproduct, hopefully, perhaps. We have to stop asking whether the system is working for the media companies that run it and start asking whether it's working for people.
On Friday, September 22nd, we arrived to a noisy protest outside the Moscone Center. There were approximately 100 demonstrators there, including four young men who were sitting in front of the main entrance, locked together at the necks with kryptonite bicycle locks. They explained their reasons for taking such a drastic action.
We were trying to stop the convention from happening, so we figured the best plan to do was to stop the broadcaster from getting in here, so we decided that a lockdown in front of the main entrance would be the most effective way of stopping them from getting in. Basically, we're all pretty fed up by how completely corrupt the political system is in terms of broadcast media. The NAB basically, you know, runs the whole show. They spend, you know, millions on lobbying to control the radio and TV airwaves. All they put on is garbage all day long. I don't know anybody who actually watches TV. So basically, we just wanted to raise the issue of, you know, it's supposed to be public airwaves, so it'd be nice if the public had any input at all or any control of them so we could actually put some worthwhile programming on.
I'm tired of, corporations having, entire control over, all the airwaves, and I think the airwaves, since they're a public resource, it should be easier and less expensive for, you know, the average person just to, if it be start, micro radio or to get on, television. I'm also against things that, NAB really pushes for, the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which pretty much allows for, monopolies, corporations and companies own multiple radio stations and TV stations. NAB, basically takes our public airways, it's in a for-profit, to the wealthy countries, wealthy corporations, and in the process, anybody who has any opposing thoughts or anything that they want to say gets totally filtered out by the NAB. They totally control what gets put on the airwaves and what doesn't. The people, who have something to say and the people who really want to, say what they have to say can't say it because the NAB owns the airwaves.
The four activists managed to get inside the lobby of the Moscone Center when another demonstrator penetrated the lax security and opened the door from the inside. They stayed there for over 3 hours before being arrested.
What they did when they got them locked down is they put partition curtains up so that the delegates wouldn't see the demonstrators anymore. They got one observer said that they were tired of having those people interviewed. And Aaron, Brent, Jesse, and Ian were taken down by a sheriff's van, probably to the Hall of Justice.
In addition to the disruption caused by the lockdown, two women, Andrea Buffa and Camille Tiara, both of Media Alliance, were able to head off FCC Commissioner Harold Furtgott Roth as he was making his way to address the NAB at the FCC Policymakers Breakfast.
And as he was about to come onto the stage, I ran up onto the stage and grabbed the microphone.
Yeah. You did! Awesome! Yeah.
And I said, I'm here on behalf of the free speech protesters. The airways are for the people, not for corporations.
That's all you.
They belong to the public.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else I got to say, but the security guard grabbed me, and he put his hand over my mouth. He put his hand over my mouth, and he dragged me out of the place, and I was yelling with his hand over my mouth and saying, this is free speech, you're covering up my mouth. Micro radio is a good thing. It's community radio.
Yeah.
And then he said, if you're not quiet, you're going to get hurt. He kept his hand in my mouth and he escorted us out of the room and then they let us leave without arresting us.
This really big guy put his hand over her mouth and dragged her away. He was twice her size. And I started walking down the middle of the conference room saying that the airwaves were ours and we wanted them back, that the NAB was an illegitimate group. And that they couldn't buy our public airwaves and that we were demanding the airwaves back for commercial-free, community-based radio. And that's when somebody grabbed me and exploited me out as well.
Old Lady Scararms caught up with Andrea Buffa shortly after this incident.
The NED is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in the United States, and they have lobbied to keep the airwaves out of the hands of the public. And we want to start a media democracy movement and take back the airwaves.
How did you manage to get into the convention?
This morning there wasn't that much security. I just walked in with an exhibitor pass and walked right into the FCC commissioner breakfast. But as soon as the cops caught on, they blocked the doors and wouldn't let anybody else in. So just a few of us actually got into the building.
So what is going on inside the NAB convention right now?
Well, they're having what's called the FCC Policymakers Breakfast. The FCC is known, the NAB is known for lobbying the FCC. There's also kind of a revolving door between the NAB Board of Directors and the FCC. And so right now they have the FCC Commissioner Furcott Ross, who's one of the most conservative commissioners, speaking to them. And they lauded him at the beginning as they introduced him for his not supporting low-power FM radio, and they said that he still doesn't support it. So he's talking to them, and I don't know what else is happening in there because I got my ass dragged out.
What do you think of the relationship between the NAB and the FCC?
I think the NAB is the driving force behind telecommunications policy in the United States, and I think they have a lot of influence on the FCC and on Congress, and it's an example of how corporations are controlling and interfering with our government.
A number of independent journalists were escorted out of the Moscone Center.
So I'm with the Bay Guardian. One of the mad people said I was part of the problem. They told me I had to have a sticker on my camera. Once I fixed the camera, I said I was willing to get a sticker. They said I needed an escort. Then they said they wouldn't escort me down. Then they had the police remove me, and the guy from the NAB said I was part of the problem.
I'm a reporter for Media Alliance, IMC. I was issued a valid press credential yesterday. I filmed inside all day yesterday, and I came back here to film again today. When they saw me with the camera in there, they demanded that I have a sticker on my camera, which was never asked of me when I registered yesterday. I said no one ever said I needed a sticker. They then detained me for about 5 minutes. They said, stay right here, wait right here, we need to talk to somebody. This went on for another 10 minutes. So then they finally said, because someone from your organization misrepresented themselves and wore somebody else's badge, you and everyone else from your news organization is no longer allowed in here, and they took my press badge away from me.
We got very hassled by police as soon as we discovered a way to get downside, and we're trying to go about to get a press pass.
Right.
And got extremely hassled throughout the whole process of trying to get a press pass.
Many eloquent speakers addressed the crowd. Here's a few words from Peter Hart of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting.
So this is the first step in that, whether it's micro radio or whether it's the big stations. I want to be sure that we don't set our sights too low on 100 watts. We need 10,000 watts or 100,000 watts or 50,000 watts across the country. We've got the talent, we've got the people, and we've got the messages to share with listeners. We don't treat our listeners as products to sell to other advertisers. We treat our listeners as a community that we can share with. That's because we have a different model of what broadcasting can be. That is hostile to the NAB. They don't like that idea. That's why they're standing here looking out at us, wondering what on earth we're complaining about. But we've got people on our side, and come Saturday when we have the big rally, I think the message is going to be loud and clear.
After an hour or so had passed, the growing number of police officers present at the Moscone Center appeared agitated, and an announcement came from their commander.
For you people that are in front of the doors of Moscone Center, this is private property. The property owners do not want you on the property at this time. They have signed a complaint against you, and you would be subject to arrest if you do not leave at this point. What we are asking you to do is move out towards the curb line. We have set up barricade areas where you can demonstrate if you choose to. But if you do stay on this property, they have signed citizen arrest complaints against you. You will be arrested, and you will be taken from the scene. At this point, we are asking you to please move out to the curb line where we set up the barricade, and you would be able to demonstrate there.
Instead of obeying this order, many of the protesters took to the street.
Demonstrators, standing in the street is not going to be acceptable. We've set this area up for you, up on the sidewalk. You're in violation of the California Vehicle Code for blocking the street. At this time, we're asking you to please move onto the sidewalk. We have the area set up for you to demonstrate. Please move up onto the sidewalk or you could be subject to arrest.
After this second warning from police, the majority of the crowd began to march towards the San Francisco headquarters of Clear Channel Communications, who own over 1,000 radio stations nationwide.